All right, Sheikh Shahad, are you ready?
Yeah, inshallah, Tyler. Are we
Yeah,
ready?
Give me one second.
It says live.
Yep, we're good, inshallah, Sheikh. Go ahead.
All right.
Bismillah.
Go ahead, Kyle. You want to go start off?
All right. Bismillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli amin rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, everyone. My name is Khalid Al-Sadiq, the MYG Vice President. I'm going to be the MC for tonight's event. And tonight, inshallah, we're going to be discussing New Year resolutions, especially during the COVID-19 era and 2021, and how Islam's spirituality can improve our lives and us as individuals. So without further ado, let's see what Sheikh Shahid has to say.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother Khalid. May Allah bless you and all you guys are out there. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah, I'm excited to be here for our program tonight. Alhamdulillah, kicking off, I should say, the new year. And, alhamdulillah with MYG, even though we're still in the lockdown pandemic mode. SubhanAllah, you know, you might ask when it's gonna finish. But the thing is, alhamdulillah, we're just gonna keep on, you know, trucking along and try to, you know, benefit ourselves as much as possible and so try to do what we can do with this current situation. So alhamdulillah. So it's good to kick off this year to be with all you guys here on this Friday night, our first program of the year. Alhamdulillah, we're really excited that you guys are all here, inshallah ta'ala. We look forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessing us with this upcoming year. And so, like this brother Khalid mentioned, our program for tonight is New Year, New You. How can we benefit? How can we improve ourselves this upcoming year? And one thing in Islam is that our mentality should be that we're always trying to constantly improve. And of course, that comes with, you know, with striving, with struggling. You might get demotivated. You might get frustrated on that path. But one thing the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith, it says, "Inna Allah kataba ala kulli ihsan ala kulli shay." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written excellence on everything, or perfection on everything, if you will. So the way that you pray, the way that you interact with your family, the way that you dress, the way that you study, right? Everything, you should strive to do the best, inshallah ta'ala, okay? And of course, it's hard to focus on everything at one time, but that's why we're going to have this program here to kind of talk about, you know, what can we do? And just as Brother Khalid said, you know, we learned a lot of things from last year, from 2020. 2020 is obviously, who knows what's going to happen in the future, where the way things are going. You know, it still seems like things are carrying over from 2020 with the recent, riots on the Capitol and so forth, subhanAllah. But it's pretty much chaos. But
The only good thing about 2021 is that his Twitter account got suspended.
That's true.
Yeah, then he tried to use another account also. But anyhow.
And that got suspended as well.
So there's some improvements, just if you look here, subhanAllah, right? You just have to look for them. But good, alhamdulillah, Ibrahim, you know, chiming in there. That's good, mashallah. I thought, whose voice is that? But like I said, there's a lot of things that we learned from last year. Number one is obedience. Just ourselves or the country. Can we follow regulations? Can we follow rules? Wear a mask. Don't go out. Don't have gatherings. Some people said, I'm just going to do whatever I want. Some people said, okay, I'm going to follow rules, even though I might not understand it. You yourself, what did you do? Right? Did you respect the mask? Nah. Did you still have gatherings? Obedience was something that all of us kind of, whether we're going to follow certain things for the betterment of society or just for ourselves, etc. Whatever our thoughts are on mask and social distancing and all that stuff, if you will. Family, right? Family is another thing, right? Obviously, a lot of us were stuck in our houses. So whoever you're with in terms of that house might not be your family, could be, you know, your guardian or whoever else is there. But how was that relationship with those people in your family? And did it get stronger? Did it kind of, you know, was in the middle? Did you feel like you had enough? You felt like there was a lot of pressure, etc. There's a lot of things that we learned from there. And then we have our time, right? How did we spend our time? We're at home. There's no more driving. There's no more, you know, getting stuck at school, et cetera. You're at just in your bedroom or wherever you're at, logging into your classes. What did you do in between? You know, was TikTok, how many hours on TikTok, Twitch, you know, different things, you know, video games or YouTubing, watching videos of people falling downstairs or whatever, but people do, right? People just do it all day long, right? How did we spend our time? We learned a lot about ourselves in terms of that. And then of course, spirituality is that we're at home now. Salah is not something that you can't say where I was at school. People were looking at me. I didn't want to make wudu in the public, blah, blah, blah. You know, you maybe had more time to pick up your Quran and maybe read a page, memorize a new surah. If you haven't memorized one in how long, right? Maybe take an Islamic studies course. Whatever, spirituality wise, how did your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did it improve, et cetera? I've asked Khalid, what do you think about like last year? What are some things that you think most youth probably like benefited from or learned or struggled with? Anything around those lines from last year?
I mean, honestly, Sheikh Shahid, I don't know where to start. I could sympathize with a lot of the like people in high school. You know, I was in high school last year, and the academic year had to end, you know, really soon. None of us knew it was going to end like that.
Right.
A lot of stuff changed from being able to go out, you know, with friends to sports. Like for me, I was an athlete. You know, we couldn't have our season anymore. Our season ended.
Yeah.
Stayed at home a lot, but you know, the good thing is that, you know, definitely I know a lot of people, myself included, that, you know, I became grateful for what I have, grateful for the little things, you know, and especially grateful for my family, because you know, honestly, I don't know if you know this, but some of my family members got COVID. Some of them recovered. One of my distant relatives passed away. But you know, regardless, it's been a pretty pretty interesting time for everyone. You know, there's been a lot of setbacks, but definitely a lot of gratitude. That's for sure.
Right. You know, yeah, that's a good point. I think a lot of, probably everyone here is on this program tonight, maybe knows someone close to them that probably got COVID already. I just recently, last couple of weeks, I know multiple people that were that got COVID, that I saw them just, you know, at passing by. And next thing I know, I got a call that, oh, you know, the whole family's got it. And alhamdulillah, they're all doing well. They're able, there's a large percentage of people, alhamdulillah, that they are able to get through it. But nonetheless, it's still, you know, something to be cautious about. But yeah, so subhanAllah, it's different, you know, when you start hearing the news and you know people really close to you or in your own family that got it. And so that's something, subhanAllah. So, but yeah, one thing is just, you know, Allah, we know that this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, challenges us, and you know, there's different things that are going to come our way. That's just part of the way life is. And you know, we never had a pandemic, you know, now it comes, so that's something we just have to embrace. You know, there's a quote that says, you know, there's no good news and bad news, there's just news, if you will, you know what I mean? And that's from Kung Fu Panda, actually. That's a quote from Kung Fu Panda. But anyhow, that's something that's really interesting, that you know, that you know, that's the way some of the mentality is, as the Prophet once mentioned in a hadith, that whether good follows, befalls, anything that befalls a mu'min, a believer, is good for them. Mm-hmm. If it's a trial, then they have patience, and that's good for them. And if it's a, you know, something good, something khair, something good that happens to them, then they're thankful to Allah, and that's good for them. So subhanAllah, the way the outlook the Prophet kind of gave us in terms of how do we look at things, even though it's when you go through it, it's hard just to kind of, you know, to take things on and say, no, inshallah, ta'ala, things will get better. But alhamdulillah, that's something all of us have to kind of work on and improve. So one thing that inshallah we want to talk about today, we're going to do some try to be a little bit activity and creating goals and setting a plan for the upcoming year. But one thing I think all of us, inshallah ta'ala, for MYG and any other youth groups out there and anyone out there, is that we should try to strive for certain things. And one thing I think we should try to strive for is having this true, better connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I could talk about your school goals. I could talk about family goals. I could talk about, you know, your diet and, you know, you want to, you know, exercise more, whatever the case may be. But this is something obviously that we want to, no one else maybe give you this reminder. And so there's something that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when people are resurrected out of their grave and people are coming out and people are, this madness that are just happening and people are running into each other, trying to find out someone who they know, where do we go, right? And they're seeing the sky break apart, the sun, the moon, mountains are crumbling, right? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us for that day. That's just something, subhanAllah, you know, how do we even prepare for that? And then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam talks about how the sun will come down on above people's head, a mile above people's head. I mean, right now it gets hot. Imagine if it's a mile above your head. How do you even understand how that would be? And he talks about that there will be, people will be sweating and perspiring because of the heat. And some will come up to their ankles, some will come up to their waist, some will come up to their head and to their mouth, and they will drown in their own sweat. And how do you even understand, how can you drown in your own sweat, subhanAllah? But it's the hereafter. Like, laws of physics is not necessarily you know, being implemented now at this time. And then the Prophet also talks in another hadith. There'll be seven groups of people that on that day, they'll earn the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when there's no shade other than from his arsh, yani from his throne. And so one of the groups that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this hadith is shabun nasha fi ibadatillah, that a young person, whether from Garden Grove, whether from Fountain Valley, whether from Anaheim, from Westminster, anywhere in the world, that grows up, is brought up, and spends their time in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one group. Now it's weird. It's interesting that the Prophet ﷺ didn't say that a person that worships Allah a lot. The Prophet ﷺ didn't say that any, you know, he brought it down to an age group, if you will. He says shabun, yani. He said a young individual. So if I ask you, Khalid, why do you think the Prophet ﷺ would specifically mention youth? Not just saying anyone that worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or those in the 20s and the 30s, those in the 40s and the 50s, those in the 60s or the 70s. If they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they'll get this special reward of having the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Prophet mentions and specifies a youth. Why? What's so interesting about a youth that if they grow up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they get this special protection on that day of judgment?
Well, you know, honestly, that's a great question. Honestly, I think it's because, you know, us youth, or majority of the youth, you know, for them, spirituality is not necessarily a big contributing factor in their lives. You know, we're youth. We pretty much just want to have fun, you know, not worry about responsibility or anything. Or, unfortunately, a lot of youth, just struggle praying five times a day. You know, we all got that problem. Right. It's just youth. So to find someone in the youth who is able to pray all five prayers, who, you know, constantly does dhikr, who's always at the masjid, that's very rare. It's very, very rare. You know, of course, as we get older, we end up becoming more spiritual. But for youth to already be spiritual, that's pretty special.
Right. Good. That's great, great points. It's because if you think about growing up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that takes discipline. That takes a connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also youth, as you just mentioned, they have a lot of energy. We have a lot of energy. We could do, like, you know, if I tell people, let's go right now and play basketball without pre-COVID, you know, and then we'll go get boba after. Like, you'll find people like about the masjid, the basketball courts, and you'll do it, whatever. We'll eat pizza until, you know, 12 o'clock. And then we'll think about, you know, whether we need to, what time we're going to wake up tomorrow later on, if you will. If you ask the adults to do that, they're like, oh, it's too late. You know, my knees are hurting. You know, I got to get up and go to Target in the morning and, you know, whatever, get some milk and groceries. So youth have this energy, right? And if it could get channeled in the proper way, then that earns that special type of reward in the Day of Judgment. That earns that type of protection, because that will be something that they have to discipline themselves to do so, right? And that's something that's very tough. So inshallah, we want to make sure that 2021, and if we've been working in the previous years, let's try to make that goal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of this group on Yawm al-Qiyamah of youth that are, get this, the throne of Allah, against the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we try to strive for this upcoming year. So how do we do that? How can we be of those individuals that grow up into the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So one thing I really want to bring up is, number one, I think we all should strive to, is to have a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a strong connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you don't have a connection to your creator, then that's something you definitely need to work on. Now, when you hear that term, and that's something that, you know, like a buzzword that you don't, everyone, you should be connected to Allah. You know, you should have a connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're like, okay, like, you know, what does that mean that I have a connection? Like, how do I understand if I do have a connection? So one thing, I want to kind of break that down. Number one, that all of us, inshallah ta'ala, should have, number one we could start with, is that first and foremost, we have to firmly and have believe and have conviction that Islam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the 100% truth that is better than any other ideologies out there, and that you have firm conviction that this is the best for me in this world and it will give me the best reward in the hereafter. And not just say that, okay, I'm Muslim, duh. I mean, of course I believe that. No. Do you truly believe that? Like, yeah, you put everything down. This is 100%, no doubt, if you will. And that's something we all have to strive. That's iman, that's faith, right? Yeah, everyone has to work on their faith. It's like when the man came to the Prophet ﷺ, a Bedouin from the desert, and he came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, you know what, I want to embrace Islam. The Prophet said, okay. And so he took his shahada, he became Muslim. And he says, I'm a mu'min, I'm a believer now. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the ayah in Surah Hujurat, where it says, tell him not to say that he's a mu'min, but to say that he's a Muslim, that he submitted to Allah. For belief has not entered in his heart yet. Because belief, you have to work on that to become a mu'min, if you will. And so all of us here, inshallah ta'ala, we're trying to get to that stage, we're trying to work to be a part of this category. And how do we have a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And so what things that we can do to have that connection, to firmly believe in it, is that number one, first of all, we have to ask questions if we have doubts. We have to study and read, or whatever we have to do, and gain knowledge, if you will. This should be on the game plan for all of us. We all have the, you know, Netflix and the videos and the games, like that's under that. I don't have to talk to you guys about that. You guys got that down. But this point here, maybe something you never thought about, like maybe I need to improve on that. Maybe I have self questions that need to be answered. You know, where is my faith in terms of the deen itself? Now, everyone has to ask that their question. Do I 100% believe that, you know, this is it? I'm sold on it. And if you are, then guess what? That will show, right? That will definitely show in your actions, right? When you eat, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before you go to sleep, you have, you know, you read your dua, you read your Quran, whatever. Of course, you wake up, you find yourself on the prayer rug 5 times a day. Don't have to remind you, because you got this, you know, you got it down and packed, right? So your actions will play in that part of if you truly believe into that, right? And that's all of us, that's a struggle. That's what we're here for tonight, is that we're all trying to find out how can we improve in this? How can we, you know, make this a point of effort for this upcoming year, inshallah ta'ala. And so you have to also understand that when you have a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should want to do what your Lord wants you to do. And like I said, there's a lot of things that you kind of mentioned, Khalid, that kind of pull someone away and lead them on different paths and et cetera, right? And so here is that you have to make sure that whatever that might be a barrier, right, from you having that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh, that should be on the list of things you maybe want to drop for this upcoming year. So Khalid, I'll throw it back to you again. What are some things you think that are barriers that kind of prevent the youth or, you know, around your age, et cetera, that from making that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What do you think is the reason why something people struggle with?
Well, honestly, I'd say the biggest thing is screen time. Mm. I know I'm a big culprit in this as well.
Unfortunately, yeah. Of course,
My mom, like, randomly, she'll be like, okay, Khalid, let me see your screen time. Show me your phone.
Oh, wow.
And it'll be a pretty high number. I think all youth have an issue with screen time, you know, especially with COVID. You know, a lot of people who are trying to stay home, you know, they, you know, like, they'll, like, okay, they'll try to read, they'll try to work out, help out at home, but if they're not doing anything else, they're just going to go on their phone, watch Netflix, watch TikTok, make TikTok videos, try to get viral, try to get more clout, if you will. You know, and honestly, that's a big contributing factor that will distance people from what's truly important.
Definitely. Yeah. Time management is definitely something like, I think we all struggled with a lot last coming year in terms of you're at home, right? Screen time, you know, you have, well, you're on the house. What do you want to do? And so you can really find yourself glued to certain things that maybe you shouldn't be watching, maybe you shouldn't be listening to. And that has an effect on the heart, you know? And so when we talk about, like barriers that are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? That could be something. You know, screen time, you know, like, I think everyone, like, usually everyone should have a decent amount of time that they're going to use on their phone. They're connected with, you know, people use that. It's part of life now in terms of communication and, you know, news and other things, if you will. But obviously, if you don't have a hold on that and how to control it, then you could find yourself scrolling down, clicking, you know, one video leads to the next. Especially TikTok does a really good job. One fits one video, it'll tell you like another six other ones to watch, and it'll give you a little preview too. So you're like, oh, okay. And the next thing you know, who knows what you're watching anymore. And so this is a couple of things that, you know, that we have to really strive and make sure that, hey, what is it out there that's kind of bringing me down? And everyone here, I want everyone at home right now to kind of think about that. And we're going to do a little activity later on where there's a document that's going to be posted. It's on, inshallah, ta'ala, it's going to be posted on Instagram of goals for the upcoming year. I'm going to go through that with you all, inshallah, ta'ala, and see how that we could fill that out and see that work on it. So these barriers, if you will, that are out there that might prevent us from having this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we really have to make sure and admit what are these things. And that's the thing, you know, people don't really admit things. They're like, no, that's not a problem, etc. But, you know, you really have to look at it. Is this really something that's holding you down or not, if you will? Sometimes we have a lot of comments coming through the chat group. Brother Kareem, alhamdulillah, we appreciate you writing. You're playing video game to listen to Islamic lectures in the background. Yeah, inshallah, tell it. Yeah, if that's how you work.
Yeah,
that's
a good start.
That's a good start. Yeah, we can improve on that one too. But again, that's good. Now, hopefully you're picking up some points while you're shooting other people and whatever you're doing, right? That's what I mean. Alhamdulillah, right? So anyhow, so the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like I said, you'll see it in your life. And you, number one is that also is that we want to have to, you have to want this kind of goal. Now, for me to just say that, you guys are like, okay, good. But if you don't want it, you don't want that connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't necessarily want to improve on it, or you don't think it's a big, like, matter, then you're probably not going to get it, you know. And one thing I want to just remind everyone, a verse in Surah An-Kabut, chapter number 29, the very last verse of the surah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لِنَّهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلُنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever strives in our way, basically to do good, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like the hadith, whoever grows up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gets the shade of Allah. Whoever strives to that. And look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, jahadu, those who strive. Because it's not going to mean that what? It's not like, oh, this is going to be simple. No. The shaitan's going to come. He's going to tell you, look at these videos. Why don't you do this? Why don't you listen to this music? You know, download this song. And then, you know, chat with this person, right? It's okay. We're just friends. We're not doing anything wrong, right? We're both Muslim, right? He'll whisper all these things. And so here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever strives to, you know, be more connected to Allah, do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُنُنَا. We will 100% guide, give hidayah to that person and open up subul, yani. Subul is plural of the word sabil. So I mean like multiple paths in front of them will open up and they'll be like, where was this before? I didn't, why is everything clicking, if you will? And believe me, there's probably a lot of youth out there or other people that has had these moments. Maybe even to yourself, Khalid, that had these moments you're like, subhanAllah, like I didn't even deserve that. I didn't know where this came from. I was never this type of person. I didn't used to get grades like this. So I didn't have this opportunities. Now I'm doing this. I never thought of myself like that. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open this up. And if I ask all the youth out there, those who are attending, what percentage, and I always like to ask this question, what percentage of the Muslim youth, this is to stick to SoCal, do you think in 2021 is saying, you know what, how can I improve on my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this upcoming year? Khalid, what do you think, what percentage would that be? It has to be a guess, obviously. There's no way that we're going to take a survey of that.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't want to be negative. You know, I like being optimistic. Wallahi shahid. But, you know, honestly, I'd say at most like 5 to 10%.
Okay, well, I think that's conservative. Maybe, but yeah, so, I mean, I think that's, yeah, that five, they say 5 to 10%, mm-hmm. right? That actually think that this is important. Maybe this is what we should do, right? And so now think of how small that percentage is, if you will. And imagine if that 5 and 10%, if they lose it, if they fall off, like how is the Muslim community looking for the next couple of years? Alhamdulillah, elders are there, mashallah. But one thing I want to really set this point out here, if you ever want to look at a community and know the health of that community, of Germany, of China, of England, of Asians, of African Americans, of Arabs, of whoever, don't necessarily look at the elders, what they're doing. Who do you look at? What are the youth doing? Are they getting taught? What are they busy with? How is their direction? How is their education? What are they doing? That will tell you where that nation, where that community, where that group of people are going. And so that is actually how the projections should look at. And that's why the Prophet says that whoever is youth that grow up in that, you know, in that, what's called in that, with the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, That's a small amount. That's why the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not there for everyone. I mean, there's other groups of people where I'm not going to go into because it's going to take away a little bit of the focus for tonight. But this is something, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all my brothers and sisters out there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you and benefit you and you'll open up things. I've seen that personally in my life, right? I could definitely go on certain things. And talking about barriers too, things that I thought I would never give up. Like my love for music when back in high school, right? Something you put on music when you exercise, when you take a shower, when you're studying, you know, just you're driving and you're like, you know what, I can't give that up. It's just, you know, it's you know, sounds too good. I get the halal meat down. I'm going to eat zabiha, inshallah, I'll get the prayers down, you know. But there's certain things like, you know what, I'm not going to give up. And I love people that say those things like, oh, okay, I can never pray 5 times a day. It's too hard. I can't, you know, do this. I can't do that. And I kind of laugh. I'm like, oh, man. It's going to be so great when that time comes when you do it and you're going to look back at yourself. And alhamdulillah, I mean, I was able to shake that, but like there's steps, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you to that. You know what I mean? Whatever it may be, inshallah ta'ala. Another thing is that, like another verse from the Quran, or Surah Talaq, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَتَّقِلَّهَا يَجْعَلْهُ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever has, you know, taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will open up ways, right? Like a makhraja will come for you. So alhamdulillah, this is all out there, you guys. Inshallah ta'ala, we can all get that. It's just that whether we want to, inshallah ta'ala, strive for it or not, right? And for this upcoming year, hopefully everybody can, inshallah, try to put this down in our, how to have your new yourself, you know, new me, and how we can work on it. So what I want to do now is I want to allude to a document that we have, a goal document. And I don't know if I could, if Ibrahim's there, Brother Ibrahim, if I don't know how you could maybe attach it to the group chat, maybe, or if it's on Instagram. I don't know if that's possible.
Sheikh Shahid, I believe you just cut out for a second. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. There is a document that I want to go over, going over our goals for the upcoming year, inshallah ta'ala. So I don't know if Ibrahim, if you're any way you could attach that to the group chat, or I don't know if it's already been posted in our Instagram account. But I will share my screen and then we could kind of go through it, inshallah ta'ala, and see how we could build this, you know, this these goals for the upcoming year, inshallah ta'ala. Let me see if I could do that. I don't know if Ibrahim's still there.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay. Let me see if I can share my screen. I'll share my screen, inshallah, and then we'll just look at it from there. All right, so hopefully you all could see that, inshallah ta'ala. So this will be there for the on our Instagram account, and inshallah we put up on our Facebook account. And if not, we could email it to you if you don't have it. So this is something that I created. So one thing is kind of go down through here, kind of help us. And the thing is that we have to make sure that we plan. You know, there's a famous statement that says that, you know, those that fail to plan, plan to fail. So if you don't have a plan, then you'll end up failing because you never had those focus, never directed yourself on what you're supposed, you know, what you're supposed to be doing. And so I think inshallah all of us should have some type of goals for the upcoming year, whether you write that down on your phone, whether you put it on like some Google Doc, whether you write it on an old, you know, old school piece of paper and you have it taped on your wall, on your computer monitor, wherever you have it in some type of planner, diary or something like that, that you are able to look at and kind of remind yourself, right? And how we have for our upcoming goals. And to have goals is something that's also very prophetic. You know, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam obviously planned for everything he did. The prophets did so. Musa Alayhi Salaam, before he went to Fir'aun, you know, he made dua. He asked Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that his brother come with him, right? Had a game plan to go and take on this task. You know, there's a hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that says, "Inna al-amalu bi-niyyat." Indeed, all your actions are going to depends on your intentions. So if you don't and one thing very beautiful by Islam is that if you intend to do something and you end up not doing it, inshallah ta'ala, you still get reward for it. You know, if you sincerely not able to perform it, but just having that intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his mercy will, you know, reward you for doing something like that if you are having that intention. So if we go back here really quick, here, what I want to look at, first I want to start off with 2020. You're probably saying, hold on, I don't want to look back there. But alhamdulillah, we're going to look back there, inshallah ta'ala, right? Like I said, no bad news, there's no good news, it's just news. And so what are, number three, what are some three things that you were grateful for from last year? And what is, and Brother Khalid made a nice point at the beginning of the program, is that talking about even with the pandemic, even with the negativity, with, you know, all the things that, you know, the world's suffering, and we're all, you know, going to get sick and the economy is going down and blah, 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 is that if you're still able to see Allah's blessings through that, that's a barakah. That's a blessing that not everyone gets, right? Complaining, everyone can complain. You don't have to, you know, learn that skill, right? Complaining is very easy. But just to see, like, just to see something through the all the ugliness or all the difficulties through that you see in front of you is, mashallah, that's something that not, you know, not everyone's gifted with, if you will. And but anyhow, so what are three things that you were grateful for the last year? So inshallah, that's something you don't have to write down right now. That's maybe something you need to maybe ponder on. But Khalid, do you want to share anything that you had for last year? Maybe one thing or so?
Yeah, sure. Honestly, number one for me would be time. Okay. Time is very important, you know, since I was not myself only, but since we're all home a lot now, we have a lot of free time, so I could plan better and, you know how to use my time better, you know, increase a very important skill, time management.
Right. Yeah, definitely. That was something grateful Allah SWT gave us. A lot of us like, wow, I get to do things that I have not done in so long. I wanted to do, whether you got around to do it or not, is another issue, because Shaitan's going to come and try to busy you with other things. And so three things, inshallah. That could be, some people, it could be their family relations that got, you know, that they're grateful they connected better with their parents, maybe, or their sibling, you know, that they're great for their time, they're able to do things that they never were able to do, et cetera, whatever it may be. What is one hard lesson learned from last year? You might say, hold on, it's kind of negative. No, not necessarily. Right? Because of course we learn from our mistakes, and you don't want to commit the same mistake again. As the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith in Sahih Bukhari, that a mu'min, a believer, is not bit from the same hole twice. Like, you know, they want to put their hole back in their head and back in the same hole, they learn their lesson, and they're going to obviously avoid it. So what is one hard lesson you learned from last year? So once again, that could be maybe your schoolwork. It could be something with family. It could be something where, who knows, right? Everyone has different, you know, lifestyle, different things they're going through. So what is one thing there you could put? Another thing, what one thing that you did that you were proud of? That could be, that might be to play into a little bit with the first thing, but I would totally be grateful. So what were you proud of? It's not something that, alhamdulillah, you look at the positive now, that something maybe you want to continue for the upcoming year, whether because something could be spiritual, that, you know, alhamdulillah, in your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your prayer maybe improved, hopefully. Maybe something else in schoolwork, right? You did a really good project, right? Whatever the case may be. And then we kind of move down to 2021, which we are currently in. First one is, my one word I'll focus on this year is. So what is that one word that, you know, that, you know, the essence of something that you really want to focus on? Whether that is, you know, humbleness, whether it is forgiveness, whether it is patience, whether it is perseverance, whether it is striving, right? Whether it is what everyone, like I said, could be different. I'm throwing out examples there, right? Could be, you know, Islam, right? That could be one thing that, you know, people want to focus on, spirituality, right? Whatever, something that you kind of want to have the governing aspect that's going to kind of guide you out through this year. The second, next thing down is, what is something you need to learn or acquire this year? So something that you want to get for this year. It could be, you know, higher GPA. It could be, like I said, on the spiritual level. It could be something that's to do with family, right? You know, acquire a better relationship with my mom, my dad, my brother, my uncle, right? Whatever it may be, right? Or something you want to learn that, you know, you think that you will benefit from. That could be something tangible, could be something abstract, etc. Improvement for my spirituality. So, like, of course, it's an MYG, right? We're the Muslim youth group. There's the word Muslim in there for a reason. So spirituality-wise, whether that's struggling for Fajr prayer, whether that's struggling for prayer in general, right? Maybe I just want to get down, be consistent with 2 prayers a day and then move on to 3 and 4 or 5, right? Maybe you already got 5 down and now you're just working on your sunnah or working on to get it on time so you're not praying late. Maybe it's witr. Maybe it is your Quran routine that I have 1 page a day. Alhamdulillah, I want to establish that. 2 pages, ajuz, you know, 10 pages, whatever it may be, right? Something to deal with spirituality for your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe you want to fast on Monday and Thursdays, or maybe just Mondays, or just 1 day in the month, whatever. Don't think, oh, it's so small, 1 day in the month, oh my gosh. No, that is beautiful, right? Don't think, you know, we're not like angels flying here that we want to memorize the Quran in 3 days. No, don't put things that are just, if you haven't been doing it, then don't put something that big, right? Start small, inshallah ta'ala, and then work from there. My school goals. So something with your maybe college applications, your SATs, right? You have an AP exam that you want to pass, right? There's something there in your schoolwork that you want to bring up your grades or get better math scores, whatever. Family goals. Alhamdulillah, we know in Islam, the family is so important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put strong emphasis in the Quran on family. The Prophet says, does the same in hadith, that we have multiple hadith about family relations and not breaking them. So maybe what is something in terms of your family goals you want, right? That could be that I want to take care of my parents better. I want to buy something for them. I've never done that before in my life. I never made breakfast for my mom and my dad before, right? I never thought about that. I want to do that. I want to, you know, my brother, how I feel like we're just headbutting and fighting all the time. I think we need to move past that, whatever the case may be. Whatever in terms of family goals that you might have. The issue I want to focus on this year, and this is more talking about activism. Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we know that, you know, as the Prophet or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in the Ya'muruna bin Ma'ruf wa Yanha 'anil Munkar, one of the aspects of a believer is they command good and forbid evil. So what is something that you want to, issue that you want to, you could just read about it. It could be something about racism. It could be some type of social justice. It could be pollution and environmental rights. It could be educational reform, right? It could just be, it could be multiple things, but some issue, be Palestine, it could be Kashmir, whatever, something that you want to focus on, learn more about, maybe join a campaign, you know, if you could do a program about it, do something, whatever you want, but something that you, an activism wise, alhamdulillah, that you are joining, if you will. And the last thing we have here is a habit I would like to leave behind. Okay. So maybe you say that, you know, my TikTok view, you know, culture has been kind of very toxic to me and my eyes and what I'm seeing. You know, it could be that amount of certain foul language maybe some people use. I want to need to drop these type of words from our vocab. It could be music that's bringing you down. Certain things you put in your ear that's affecting your heart, right? And that's preventing your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So when you hear Quran, it's not like, there's no beat to it. I don't feel like I'm connected to it. Well, you listen to Drake and, you know, all day long. So therefore, your heart and your mind is attuned to something else, right? And so when you hear Quran, you know, you don't make that connection. So it could be that, right? It could be, I don't want to get in fights with my parents anymore too much. I feel like we have yelling matches. I'm trying to walk away, try to control my temper, right? Whatever, this multitude of different things. And that is basically a nice little list here that, like I said, if you write it down and you actually specify certain things, inshallah, there's much more greater chance you're going to achieve it. But you'll say like, oh, inshallah, I'll work on this, I'll work on that. Well, you know, that's not really a good game plan. You know, inshallah, I'll take my SAT. Well, if you just say that, you never planned for it, you're not going to probably get a good score, right? And so what's also really cool, when you guys put your goals here, like for example, my family goals, better relations with my mom. So what would be also good if you write underneath that, what is the road plan for that? What is the game plan for that? What is the roadmap for that? Better relate to my mom. I'm gonna once a week sit down with her and just talk. Just, you know, whatever. We hang out, we drink coffee together, we drink tea, we just alone time, if you will. We watch a show together. What we just do something together, we play a board game together, right? We go on a walk. I just, me and her, we hike every Saturday or once a month, right? Something. So what is that? So you could put down goals. For example, I'm going to try to pray 5 times a day. Okay. So how are you going to, that's a great goal, but physically, how are you going to implement that? Oh, okay. I'm going to download the Adhan app, right? I make sure that I'm going to pray at this time. I have class at this time. I'm going to take a break, et cetera. So you have to have a game plan behind it, or they're just going to be just, you know, words on paper. So it's a lot more that inshallah ta'ala that we have to get through. So Khalid, I don't know if you want to add anything here in terms of how could we achieve this, or points that youth could maybe focus on for some of these topics here?
Well, honestly, our main topic is spirituality, but I would highly suggest time management, especially during COVID. We're pretty much on lockdown again because cases are rising. So, you know, if all of us could try to incorporate spirituality with time management, we'd all end up sleeping on time. Yeah. We'd all get our homework on time. We'd all wake up for Fajr, you know, pray on time, pray consistently. And honestly, like that's what I've been trying to implement, believe it or not. That was my New Year resolution, to pray everything on time and to do more dhikr, and I can already tell that my time is a lot better. I'm a lot more free with my time, and it's pretty life-changing. So I would highly recommend time management with the spirituality.
Awesome. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear you, but I think your screen froze.
Yeah. Could you?
And now I can't see you nor hear you. It's just me. Oh man. Yeah, Sheikh Shahid, I can't see you.
Okay, but you can hear me though, right?
I can hear you, yeah.
Okay, 1 second. I just plugged in my webcam. I think I got kicked off, but anyhow.
We are having some technical difficulties, everyone.
Sheikh, we can't hear you if you're talking, by the way.
So while Sheikh Shahid is trying to fix his issue, honestly, if all of you guys could at least just write a few things down on your own doc, whether it's on your computer, on your laptop, iPhone, or even if it's just on a piece of paper, that'll help out a lot. That'll help you guys out a lot, inshallah. Looks like Sheikh Shahid just left.
Yeah, I think he got dropped from the call because I think he's probably having some Wi-Fi issues. So just bear with us. In this meantime, you guys can fill out that form. If you need it, please let me know. I can try to get it to you somehow.
Yeah, one of the brothers is requesting the link. Brother Ibrahim, do you think you could share your screen for a moment and show the doc? Thank you.
Yeah, give me 1 second. Yeah, there you go. You should be able to see my screen now. So if you guys would just want to copy this and write it down on your own terms, then inshallah you guys can go ahead. Not sure if Sheikh Shahid will be back anytime soon, but hopefully he comes back.
Yeah, we'll see. In the meantime, we have a question. It's anonymous. Someone asked, why doesn't New Year follow the same ruling as Christmas, as it is an imitation of the kuffar? In Islamic time, we are in Jumad al-Awwal, the fifth month in the Islamic year. So, brother or sister, I don't know who asked that question, but as far as I know, the secular New Year or the Gregorian calendar is not necessarily used for religious means. It's not necessarily a religious holiday. We could sort of connect it with Thanksgiving. A lot of Muslims in the country celebrate Thanksgiving because it's just on gratitude. And most Muslims celebrate New Year's because it's sort of a reset onto our lives. And it's not necessarily a religious or theological issue. So I hope that answers your question. And Sheikh Shahid, correct me if I'm wrong, please, if you want to add anything.
Stepped out for a while. Do you guys solve all the world's problems and everything while I was gone? You guys are good? MashaAllah.
Well, I tried to answer one question. I don't know if you can see it, Sheikh Shahid.
No.
Someone's asking why there's a different ruling for New Year's compared to Christmas.
Ruling in terms of celebrating or in terms of...
Yeah. And I just said because there's no real theological or religious... significance behind it. It's more so just like a reset into our lives.
Right. Oh, in terms of celebrating holidays, yeah, we had a program about this a couple years ago. Might be able to find out the video, and I saw YouTube page. But so any holiday that doesn't have a religious significance behind it or a background, then it's not necessarily haram for us to celebrate. That we don't necessarily have to celebrate it. And with our program tonight, I want to make sure clear that we're not celebrating New Year's. Obviously, it's the 8th right now. We're talking about how we could, make goals for the upcoming year. But something like Independence Day, New Year's Day, like Thanksgiving doesn't have a religious significance to it or a connection to it, unlike Christmas, unlike Easter. So therefore, a celebrating Thanksgiving or Independence Day or New Year's Day wouldn't be something that's haram or, something has some type of connection with the religion or something that religion will be against. Doesn't mean you have to celebrate. At the same time, not saying you have to. But if someone would do it, then that's like a graduation party that you're having. Well, why are you celebrating for? That's haram. Whether graduation parties in the Quran, there's no religious significance to that. It's just something you're happy about, for example, right? So anyhow, that's a little bit more of a bit of a dialogue, and that's taken away a little bit from the topic for us tonight. But to kind of go back to our goals and so forth. So hopefully, inshallah, that document kind of helps out. Your goal sheet that you can have, I think it's will be on our Instagram. I don't know where else you can basically download that and can add to it and then see if inshallah that can benefit you. Like I said, our spirituality, our connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we mentioned, this is a special group of people that get the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yawm al-qiyamah, that we should all have this as a goal to strive for this, if you will. And like I said, like Brother Khalid mentioned, maybe 5-10% of the youth out there maybe would even be thinking of that. And that could be a problem. And who knows, that percentage could be higher, who knows, right? But nonetheless, that might be a reality. And so we wanna make sure that, yes, with everything else that you have coming up is that, as Brother Khalid mentioned, also time management, that we put a significant amount of time in our week to have that connection with Allah. Whether that's, I think all of us should have a daily Quran reading, whether that's half a page, whether you open the app up on your phone and you read one page, whatever, I don't care what the amount is, but just have that, something that's consistent. The Prophet said that Allah loves deeds that are consistent, even though they may be small, right? But consistency is what is really, really important in the deen. And so whatever it may be, inshallah, ta'ala, like I said, this consistent in your deen, will you see benefit in your school life, in your health-wise, in your other goals, other aspects of your life that you're also focusing on. And you have to understand that the deen has that power, that has that connection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give. Allah subhanahu does not short of anything, if you will, right? So alhamdulillah, when you take a step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet said, Allah runs to you. And if you run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah comes to speed at you. And of course, Allah subhanahu doesn't walk or run. It's just metaphorically depicting that Allah's help, his assistance will come even more, but Allah wants to see you take those actions, right? And alhamdulillah, hopefully inshallah ta'ala, that Allah will guide us and make us of those individuals that are shaded on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and make us of those that make this a priority in our life, inshallah ta'ala, and bless all of you out there. I don't know if there are any other questions. I'm not looking at the question. I think, was that the only one?
Yeah, in terms of the Q&A.
Julio, that's good. Alhamdulillah. All right. I don't know, Ibrahim, is there anything, brother, in terms of comments anywhere else, Facebook or anywhere else?
No.
Awesome. Good. Alhamdulillah. We thank all of you for coming. I know if Brother Khalid wants to end it or put any concluding words before we go tonight.
Yeah, sure. So, honestly, 2020 has been pretty difficult to say the least. And 2021 is starting to look like it's going to go in the same direction, but we don't know. But at the end of the day, there's only one person we could rely on, and that's ourselves. Mm-hmm. In terms of our goals, in terms of our New Year resolutions, whatever you guys chose to write down, or even if you guys didn't choose to write down anything, that's fine. But we just want you guys to get across, or to get the message across, that this is a new year. You can restart anything, any aspect of yourself that you'd like to improve or you'd like to take away from yourself completely. Work on it and start now. It's a new year, fresh start. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your efforts, bless all of our efforts and help us in becoming better individuals, inshallah.
May Allah bless all you guys in there. Hopefully you benefited from this program. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and bless us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from this coronavirus and our families and the community in general. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless youth out there to protect them from the evils and attractions of shaitan and other devices that might mislead them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit our parents and our families. Forgive us for our wrongdoings, strengthen our iman and taqwa. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah bless all of you guys. We look forward for you guys attending for the program next week. You have a lowdown on the program next week, Khalid, what we're going to be doing?
Honestly, it's still in the works, but we're going to let you guys know on social media and through email, inshallah.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, we have a whole month set up of different things and have to finalize a couple speakers and so forth. So inshallah, I'll just be here every Friday night. Just know to tune in. May Allah bless you guys. Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.